Silver winner of the World Program Radio Editorial, Jack Benny.
Thank you, Lord. That looks like that. Hello, Dan. This is Jack Benny talking, and am I happy? Married with a citizen of Miami, Florida, and I won't go to Maryland this week. I just got back from my hometown where I celebrated my birthday. We had a grand party, and you should have seen the presents I gave my relatives for my birthday. Oh, they were just beautiful.
How old were you last week, Jack?
Oh, I go into that. You know, a man as old as he looks.
So you're 55, huh?
I get it. Well, Frank, I know I hear that. I mean, it's that old to you, but it's because I don't live right, that's all.
What do you mean you don't live right?
Well, I go to bed at 9 o'clock on weekdays, and I don't drink or smoke or go to nightclubs. That would be bad company.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, you don't call that living right, do you?
Say, Jack, you know my grandfather took care of himself just like you're doing, and he lived to be 103.
What for? How old are
you? I don't know. I don't know, but the poor fellow's gone now.
Oh, that's too bad, Frankie. How did it happen?
Well, when he was 98, he started running around, and it just got him, that's all. Oh, well, some of those kids just won't live with
it. I know how it is. I'm born with two grandfathers myself, and I just couldn't keep them out of a coffee pot. And I couldn't choke the highbrow out of them.
I see, Jack. But how about going ahead with the program and stop all this reminiscence?
Oh, all right, yes.
Say, Roy, did you hear any of the other programs tonight?
Yes, Jack, every one of them.
I mean, were there anything like ours? I mean, did they say or do anything that we're going to do?
Not a thing, Jack.
Well, that's fine. And I've nothing to worry about. You know, after all, we're on very late, and we have to be careful not to repeat jokes. Anyway, here's a brand new story I have for you both tonight. A man got on a bus the other day.
Wait a minute.
You're right.
Wait a minute. Hey, the janitor left tonight.
Well, you mean the one about the man getting on the bus?
Yes.
Well, I don't need that one anyway. Here's another little story I picked up in Chicago the other day. And now it's been a Scotsman and an Italian with two in a taxi.
Hey, wait a minute. Is that the story where the Italian and the Irishman discover they have no money?
Yes, that's it.
For heaven's sake, don't send a girl that on this program.
I see. Well, all right, I'm glad we're not conflicting with anyone. I mean, it's good. Anyway, here's a joke that I know is new. I mean, you can't fool me on it. Now, listen. A man who centered asked the boy where the post office was. And the boy said,
wait a minute. So that's a new story, huh? Well, Freddie Allen told it last week.
The same joke?
Yes, in the same post office.
Too bad our program doesn't go on at 6 a.m. Well, here's a joke I know that having the news, I wrote it myself. Now, listen. There was a cross-eyed judge examining three fellows, see? And the cross-eyed judge...
Hello, everybody. Hello, Jack. When did you get back from Chicago?
Yesterday.
Why? No, I mean, did you have a nice trip?
Yeah, now listen, Parker. It was a cross-eyed judge.
There always was.
Oh, yeah? And what program did you hear that?
Team Cut.
Hello, everybody. How are you, Frankie?
How are you?
Oh, Lana, what's up? Who are you?
Mary Livingston sent me over to take her place.
Oh, Mary Livingston sent you over. Well, this is a surprise. I mean, what do you do?
I'm fine. What do you do?
I didn't say how do you do. I said, what do you do?
Well, I sing, dance, wash dishes, mind babies, and I imitate God.
Versatile little girl. Are you related to Miss Livingston?
Yes, my father is.
Oh, your father. What is he, an uncle or a cousin?
Janitor.
A janitor.
Yes. And have we got to go down at our
house? Oh, I'm sorry, Miss. Really, we can't... Father, we can't use you.
But Miss Livingston paid me already. She gave me a half a dollar to take her place.
I'll send it to the quarter and go home, eh?
Send two ones. I got paid for this and I'm going to stay.
Now, listen, young lady. I don't like your looks and I don't want anyone to take Mary's place. Now, go away and don't bother me.
Have dinner with you. That's fine.
Well, I've had enough of you. Look, if you have a brain, you'll be a half-wit.
I heard that on Frank and Allen's program.
Give me that crowd, will you? Come here, you. Goodbye, playing my dancing lady from Dancing Lady. Well, the fan mail certainly piles up. Just think, folks, I've been away only a few days, and here are several thousand letters. Oh, let's see how we're doing. After all, you can't go by the applause in the studio, you know. Here's a lady, a letter, rather, from a lady in Sioux City, Iowa. It says, Dear you with the no-draft ventilation. I heard your program last Sunday in which you gave us Little Women, and I liked it very much. Please send me an autographed picture of Amos and Andy. Ah, folks, it's letters like this that make you want to carry on, believe me. Here's a letter from a gentleman in Erie, Pennsylvania. It says, Mr. Jack Benny, Dear Sir, I've been listening to you for a long time. Now, you listen to me. That play you gave us last week, so-and-so, you're truly Leonard Pencil. The big pencil as you know about radio anyway, eh, Frank? Ah, here's a letter from Miami, Florida. It says, "Dear Mr. Bennett, see if you can use this. In the land of golden sunshine down in Florida, it is then that we all know winter's here no more. Dear old winter, dear old, wait a minute, who's this from? Oh, Mary Livingston, I see. Well, now read one more. Here's a letter from Mr. Clifford Gordon of Chicago. It says, "Dear Mr. Benny, although you do good plays and act them well, I'm afraid you're overlooking a great angle when you ignore mystery. Everybody loves a mystery, the suspense, the thrills, the continual chase. All right, Mr. Gordon, we get it. Anticipating your letter, we fortunately have been rehearsing a mystery play all week. And we will put it on tonight for your pleasure. It is called The Green Room Murder by S.S. Van East. And here is the mystery. A man was murdered on the Ruby La 8th Avenue and 45th Street near the Merlin Rouge Laundry. Now, who was this man? Where did he come from? Why was he murdered? And who done it?"
Jack, you know your English is very bad.
Well, so is this play. I will play the part of the mastermind, the great detective. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, look at the appetizer. Now, while we are putting the food, Frank Parker and the curious tenor will sing "You're in My Heart." Are you ready, Parker?
Yes, sir.
And sing. That was Frank Parker singing for the first time over the air a number of titles, "You're in My Heart." And now for our mystery, The Green Room Murder. Murder. M-O-I-D-E-R.
The first room is the home of Mr. and Mrs. Room, and the room is come.
On 8th Avenue and 45th Street. Curtains. Really good friends.
Dead. Nobody leaves this room. A man has been murdered.
Well, this is an
outrage.
Why doesn't he do it?
I gotta go. I can't bring
him
to
say
this.
Nobody leaves this room. I'll call headquarters.
Operator.
Get me police headquarters right away.
Hello? Hello, this is police headquarters. Detective O'Benny, the mastermind speaking. Yes, O'Benny, the William Powell of the air. What's that? Never mind how long I've been a detective. What do you want? What? A murder in your home? What time did it happen? 8:15? And you're inviting me now when it's all over, eh? It'll give me a week's notice. Okay, I'll be right there. What is it, Chief? Murder at 9:34, Ruby La 8th Avenue.
Well, let's get going.
Wait a minute, Sarge. Calling all cars. Calling all cars. Murder on the Ruby La 8th Avenue. Calling all cars.
And when you're calling for cars, ask for the Chevrolet, the most dependable car in the low price pool.
Calling the whole thing off. Calling the whole thing off. Come, Sergeant Cadrillo. We're going to a murder.
What do you think I ought to wear?
Just what you've got on. It's not a formal affair. Let's get going. Get in, Sarge. Let's go.
Program.
I'm going to say, can I get a new jump in somehow?
You know you fellas just going 80 miles an hour?
Well, everybody knows that means you have a 1944 Chevrolet.
Why, Sarge?
I've got a good mind to put another ticket.
You know there are two of us. We'd like to keep a big fellow following.
Wait a minute. Who are you anyway?
Detective Old Bunny, the mastermind.
And you?
Sarge is a villa. The new action hero.
Well, look the way up, boy. I'm Napoleon.
I hope that I'm very new to this program. Well,
come on. Hey! Hey, wait a minute. Let the doctor hang on with us.
Thanks for that, brother. Hey, Sarge. Sarge is going anyway.
Well, the room's just you.
All right, turn on the radio.
Hello, Sarge.
So now, come up on our mystery. Must be in a phone somewhere. And now, on with our mystery. The Green Room Murder.
I'll
get to the postcard. Postcard. That's the house,
934. But this is 10th Avenue.
What's the difference? You have no time to lose. Let's get going. Is this the house where the murder was committed?
Yes. Are you detective?
Are we detectives? We got our hats on, haven't we?
We're from headquarters. What happened here tonight?
A man was shot in the green room.
Where's the green room? Any other place?
No, just in the green room.
Oh, just in the green room. Where is it?
One side up. Don't go in the blue room. They're having a party in there.
You know who fired the gun?
No, but the boss fired the cook, and I expect to be fired in the morning.
Now we're getting someplace. Make a note of that, Sarge.
Okay, Chief.
Come on, young lady. We'll need you.
Let's go upstairs.
Wait a minute. I guess this is it. Open that door.
Open that door, I say.
Oh, you won't do it, eh? Well, we'll break it in.
Come on, Sarge. Give us the word.
Come on out, all of you.
That's the bathroom.
Oh, God. Why didn't you tell us that was the bathroom?
You're the mastermind, not me.
Now, that first game, eh? Now, where is it?
It's that room over there.
Come on, Sarge, and don't lose sight of the maid. Now, wait a minute, everybody. Nobody leaves this room.
Yeah, who are you?
Detective Old Benny, the mastermind. Sarge, you watch the door and see that nobody leaves.
Okay, Chief.
And guard that rat hole.
Oh, you don't want to get away either.
Quiet. Did anybody know the dead man?
I did. He was a friend of mine.
Yeah, who are you?
And this is my apartment. He was playing bridge here tonight.
And how are you playing?
Well, there were nine of us. You see, we were all sitting at the table.
Now, wait a minute. Nine playing bridge? You sure it wasn't baseball?
No, we have no umpire.
Well, you have no umpire, eh? Half the nine of you be playing bridge at one table.
Six of us were dummies.
Now, we're getting someplace. Make a note of that,
Sarge. Okay, Chief.
Where were you when the shot was fired?
Sitting right here. With a gun in my hand.
Oh, I know you didn't do it. Did you have anything else in your hand besides the gun?
No.
All right, you're dismissed. Let him go, Sarge.
Okay, Chief.
Now, one, miss. What do you know about this murder?
Well, I could work, sir.
Yes, go on.
But they were getting around and around and around and around. And the man got to be a very short jump.
I see. Then what happened?
Well, everything was fine until he let his sister. And then he was killed.
Oh, somebody killed him just because he was lucky and had 5 aces, eh? Did you know the dead man?
Yes, he was the best friend I had in the whole world.
What's this, sir? There's a man from the dead man's back.
Oh. Never mind the study things. All I want to know who shot him.
Give me back that knife. It's mine.
Here you are, miss. Sorry we detained you. Let her go, Sarge.
Okay, Chief.
Thank you.
Be careful how you leave that knife laying around, miss. You might lose it.
I'll go feather your neck.
Make a note of that, Sarge. Feather your neck.
Okay, Chief.
Now you in that full dress suit. What's your name?
Frank Black.
Frank Black, eh? What do you do for a living?
I'm an orchestra leader.
Oh, you do nothing, eh?
I get it.
Now, listen, did you know that you see?
Certainly. We roomed together.
He was the best pal I ever had. Boy, was he popular. What time did you get here tonight?
It was 8:15.
Yeah, how do you know it was 8:15?
Well, I heard Eddie Cannon sitting in Ubernet.
Mm-hmm. Now we're getting someplace. What was Ubernet doing?
He was playing Mendelssohn's Wedding March.
Oh, yeah? Sal, get Mendelssohn on the phone.
Okay, Steve.
Oh. Hello, Mendel. I want to speak to your son. Hello. Is this Mendelssohn? Yes, yes, yes. Oh, you did? Okay, goodbye.
What do you say, Sarge?
He says he holds out on Phil Baker's program.
Now we're getting someplace. Who that is? Book you a knock on the door. That's it.
Oh, hello, Detective O'Bennett.
Telegram, give it to me. Miami, Florida. Ask Mendelssohn if he knows the one about the ghost. Find Mary Livingston.
Any answer, sir?
No. Hey, the telegram is correct. 76 cents. Let him out, Sarge.
Okay, Chief.
Now, where were we?
Oh, yes.
Now you, find Black.
Hmm? What do you want?
Say, Chief, look. There's a rope around the dead man's neck.
Oh, yeah? Hey, Black, do you know anything about this rope?
Sure, it's mine. Give it to me. I want to tie up some music.
Give him the rope, Sarge. All right, you can go, Black. I'm sorry this murder happened inside of your rope.
Thanks.
Let's start this mystery yet. Now I want to speak to the maid again.
Yes, sir.
Now listen here, young lady. I want to ask you a few questions.
Where were you in the chocolate salad?
I was in the kitchen making up the bird.
What?
I was in the bird making up the kitchen.
Comes to you with the compliments of the Chevrolet Motor Company.